Hymn number 223, Holy, Holy, Holy. We'll sing all the verses and the words will be on the screen. Beautiful hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love, in purity. Our God is holy. There is no one else like our God. When we worship the God of heaven, we stand in awe and wonderment of his power, his majesty, his greatness, his justice, his love, in his wisdom. Daniel Beevil will read to us from Psalms.
I will also praise you with a harp, even your truth, O my God. To you I will sing praises with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. Psalm 71:22. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Psalms 99:5.
And Sister Hannah Pop will read Psalms 105, 1-3.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, speak all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad.
Thank you. And now, Brother Sebastian Napchinski is going to play for us As the Deer Panteth for the Water. He's going to sing the first verse and chorus, and then we'll join in. We'll do congregational singing on verses 2 and 3 with the chorus for verses 2 and 3. So let's hear Brother Sebastian sing verse 1 with the chorus, and then we'll join in.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
Beautiful song and beautiful words. You alone. Strength, my shield, my heart's desire, I long to worship you. Now Sister Marilyn Binda is going to read to us from reprint 1262.
The human mind staggers in its endeavor to comprehend such a height of glory, yet those whose hearts are deeply in love with the Lord can appreciate the exceeding favor of the invitation to be the beloved bride of Christ, to be made like him, and to be in his glorious presence forever. Amazing grace.
Thank you, Sister Marilyn. And what amazing grace our Heavenly Father has that we look down on that he would look down on his lowly servants with the promise to exalt them to his son's side as the bride of Christ, as the world's future kings and priests. Let's now sing together Amazing Grace. God's grace is amazing. We look up to heaven and pray to him with praise and hope for grace to help in time of need. Sister Veronica will read to us from Psalms 96.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy.
And then Psalms 8.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
Our hearts praise the Lord and sing hallelujah as we appreciate the wonders of creation. So we're now going to look forward to a rendition of Hallelujahs, and Sister Patricia's playing the piano, and Julia and Marcus will be singing Hallelujahs. Enjoy. Take your time. We want to make sure that the equipment's set up properly. We want to hear the song in all its beauty. Thank you, Sister Patricia, Julie, and Marcos. It's a beautiful song, beautifully sung. We're very blessed for your service. Our Heavenly Father, who created the world and the universe, loves us. Yes, He loves all of us. Let's sing together of His wondrous love for us. Words again will be on the screen. Hymn 62, Wondrous Love. Every day of our lives, we can rejoice in God's wondrous love. He will never let us down. No matter how terrible the trial, God is with us. He is faithful. He will not abandon us. Sister Janine Farrell will read from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
God is faithful. He's always with us. He'll provide a way of escape. And now, Brother Sebastian and Sister Lori will play and sing to us, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and the peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank you, Brother Sebastian and Sister Lori, for a moving rendition of Great is Thy Faithfulness. God is faithful. He loves us. We can return that love by surrendering ourselves to His Son, Jesus. By loving and trusting Jesus, we will become energized by His love, guidance, encouragement, and support. Let's sing together, To God Be the Glory. Again, words will be on the screen. The glory goes to God, not to you, not to me. But he provides many blessings, many encouragements, many refreshments along the narrow way. Humility, devotion, and obedience will be rewarded in due time. When pride gets in the way and sends us in the wrong direction, let's let Jesus show us the way instead. Let's not let the old creature rule our lives. Let's let Jesus lead us all the way. Let's stay focused on him. Now let's consider how God's word in creation reveal his greatness. We'll read from Psalms 91.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejecting the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true in righteousness altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and keeping them there is great reward.
Thank you, Jack. We really appreciate the young people, children, participating in the devotional. It makes us adults feel good to see evidence that our children, the young ones, love the Lord. And what a beautiful passage you read, Jack. The heavens declare the glory of God. How great is our Heavenly Father! The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. How great is our Heavenly Father! The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. How great is our Heavenly Father! Let's now close this devotional service with singing all the verses of hymn number 358. And we'll ask Brother Joe Miguez to close with prayer. So let's sing How Great Thou Art, hymn 358.
Thank you.
Brother Joe will close with prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee once again, and no words can express truly how we adore Thee. We praise Thee for Thy great plan, for Thy wonderful character, indeed how great Thou art. We thank Thee that Thou hast gathered us here together, apart from the world and its cares, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to share each other's love, to fellowship and learn more of Thee and Thy truth. We pray that we may go home now edified and lifted up spiritually to face the world and its issues each day as they come upon us. We pray for Thy Holy Spirit to guide us in all the decisions we will have to make. And we pray not only for ourselves here, but for all Thy children the world over, especially those on beds of sickness, those undergoing trials of whatever sort Thou knowest. We pray that Thou would grant them each a blessing according to the counsel of Thy will. We pray for the full establishment of Thy kingdom and an end to this present evil world. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.